morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here and agreeing to share your story with me today. Just to get started, could you tell me a little bit about your connection to Vancouver?
It's a bunch of gay people. That's about it.
Where did you grow up?
In Manitoba. Until I was 20 when I came out here.
And what caused you to move out to BC?
No reason. I just came out here for my holidays. I was on my holidays for my job. And I just came out here and friends talked me into staying.
And you've been staying. And you've been here ever since.
Yeah.
Wow. What did the city look like back then?
Awesome. Big. Compared to anything, it was big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there was a nice community here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get connected to any particular types of communities back then?
No.
No. Just your friends?
Yeah.
When did you first hear about HIV?
Back when I was about 21. Because a lot of my friends that I made here had it. Mm. And they were all intravenous drug users, so. And me, without knowing it, shared some of their needles without knowing it, so that's how I got it.
So the information you were getting was mostly from your friends?
Yeah. Whom I thought were my friends, but they sat there and watched me use their needles.
When was that?
Huh?
When was that?
When I was 21.
Do you remember what year that would have been roughly?
I don't know, 89 or something. No. 35 years ago, and that would have been what? 84, 85.
Okay. Was it being, did you see any other information out there at the time? So you ended up going and getting tested?
And yeah.
What was that like?
I didn't want to go, but I went anyway. I tested positive. I didn't like I was going to kill myself, but I wanted to see what it was like, so I'm glad I did. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends wanted to commit suicide.
But you decided to keep going.
Yeah.
Keep pushing on.
Yeah, glad I did.
Good. Was there any support from the doctor that diagnosed you at the time?
Not really. Just my medicine that I was in. AZT or whatever it was called.
So the doctor didn't get you connected to?
She tried, but I wasn't really interested at the time. I was too busy partying.
Where were you living at the time?
On Hastings. Was it Hastings? Yeah, I think it was on Hastings.
Was there any support down there for you at the time?
No.
Did you have support from like your friends or?
No.
So this was something that you were kind of carrying on your own?
Yeah.
That must have been very hard.
Didn't really bother me, but I got depressed about it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or mad.
And you knew some other HIV positive people back then?
Oh yeah, but they all passed away. That's what I was saying. A lot of them sat there and watched me use their needles. Well, they knew there was HIV positive in the rig, and they didn't even tell me.
horrible.
You just put a gun to my head and pull the trigger.
Did you get more information at that point when you were diagnosed? Did you start to get more, like, learn more about what HIV was and how?
A little bit, yeah.
From your doctor?
Yeah. Or
where were you getting medical care at the time?
At that time, we had medical.
And how was the medical care there?
Good.
You felt supported there?
Yeah.
Doctors were good?
Yeah.
When did you ever start to seek out more support?
I still don't. I don't know where to go anyway.
So you never really got involved with any of the organizations or?
I've been undetectable for all those many years, so, you know, it's getting me alive, so I don't want to change anything, so.
But actually, like, going to any organizations for support, that hasn't been something you've really done?
I have no idea where to go.
So even today, you don't go to any of those places?
I have no idea where any place is.
Mm-hmm. Thinking back on those early days, was there a lot of stigma back then? Or like fear or?
A lot of people make fun of people that had HIV, so I never really told anybody.
Has that gotten any better?
Oh yeah, much better.
You feel like you're able to tell people that sometimes? Or?
No, never ask, so I don't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go on blurting it out.
Do you remember how the government was responding back then?
I don't know. It's just their jobs, I guess. No, it's just didn't really. I don't think they care, but I don't know.
So you said that you were on AZT for a while.
Yeah.
What was it like taking that?
I don't know. It didn't really bother me, so no side effects. So.
Oh, wow.
It was okay, I guess.
Did you stay on that for a while?
For about a year, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then you went on to something else?
I've been undetectable for all these years, so.
That's amazing. Good for you. Were you doing anything else to look after your health at the time?
No.
Just taking the meds?
Yeah.
Or did you change any of your behaviors?
No. Still partied.
Mm-hmm. And as the epidemic kind of continued, did you find other ways of learning about HIV?
Oh, yeah.
So where were you learning about it?
Downtown coming up, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nurses there and a couple of the counselors that I worked on. Came present, one of them, I can't remember her name. Great counselor.
Mm. So that kind of became like a source of support for you.
She became a friend of mine, yeah.
Were there any other sources of support as things continued?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Didn't really look out for them, so.
Mm. Did you see any other kind of responses going on within your community to HIV?
People are very ignorant about it, so never really told anybody anything, so I kept it private.
How was the public kind of responding, like just like the larger community at large?
They stayed away.
Was there a sense that like only those people over there get HIV and we don't have to worry about it?
Exactly. If it only gay people get it, so.
Yeah, well, and you, as a, you know, that probably was what you were thinking too when you were, you know.
Well, I'm transgender, so.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you, that was kind of your impression in the 80s too, is that this is what gay men get. It's a gay disease. Did you get involved with caregiving at all, or looking after or supporting other folks?
No.
No. You just kind of stayed on your own.
Yeah.
Looked after yourself.
I've always been that way.
Yeah, I mean, how did you find the resiliency to keep going?
I don't know, I just did. Prayed every day and night, so. I depend on my prayers a lot.
So your faith was a big, a big kind of
it's
help?
It still is, Every night before I go to bed, I pray, and every morning when I wake up, I pray.
That's great. Were you aware of any AIDS activism that was happening back then?
No.
No, you didn't see that or weren't aware of it?
No.
Okay. And you weren't really aware of any of the organizations that were out there either?
No.
Okay. How did HIV change your community? Like, the people that were around you, what impact did it have on your kind of immediate community?
I don't know. The people didn't care, and gay people didn't care. So I don't know how it changed. It's gotten better, though, over the years. Thank God.
Were you pretty connected to the gay community when you came here?
Oh, yeah.
What did that community look like back in the 80s?
Back then it was good, except for the people that had HIV and party with themselves. Like I say, I was very angry at them for sitting there watching me, and knew why they knew their HIV.
That's terrible. Were you going to like bars and stuff on Davies Street?
Yeah.
Was it a exciting neighborhood back then?
At the time, yeah.
So how has your kind of perspective on HIV changed looking toward the present? Like, HIV, what HIV means to you, has that changed at all now?
I think it's gotten better, thank God,
I mean, you mentioned undetectability.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
It is, yeah. Because I've been, about 30 years, and I've been undetectable the whole time, because I took my pills every day. Except when I slept for 2 or 3 days sometimes. And the pharmacy would come over and wake me up. I'd take my pills every second day or so. It was one day. I just think that.
So you've been really on top of taking your meds.
Well, yeah.
And that hasn't been too challenging for you?
No.
Good. Because it can be, I know, for some folks.
I got my nurses over there, so that's good.
Where do you get care now?
At Jalbert Drummer.
Okay.
And they bring it over to Dr. Peters.
Okay, great.
And I nurse that Dr. Peters gave it to me.
Do you get a lot of support at Dr. Peter now?
Not a lot, no. If I ask for it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you don't ask for it all that often?
No.
What kind of support do they have there?
Just the nurses there. They're all HIV nurses, so. If I wanted, I could sit down.
So just really good healthcare providers.
Yeah.
Are there supports or services that you'd like to have that you don't have right now?
No.
It's kind of your choice that you don't want to.
Yeah.
You'd rather do it alone?
Yeah. Mm. Everything's going good, so why change it?
So part of what we're doing with this project is that we're hoping to share these stories with younger generations who did not live through this period of the epidemic and maybe don't understand what HIV was like back then. So this being said, do you have any advice for younger folks who did not experience the epidemic based on your experiences?
Don't do IV drugs when people are sick. So. A lot of them won't care, so.
It is sad. Anything else?
Not really.
How about for somebody who's newly diagnosed? Do you have any advice for them?
Keep going, because it'll get better.
Mm-hmm. Take your meds.
Yeah.
That seems to be a big part of what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Big part of your success.
It is. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're a long, long-term survivor. It's amazing that you have the resilience to pull through and be where you are today. So I've kind of asked most of the questions that I wanted to ask, but we always want to leave a little bit of room for you to add anything that we haven't asked about or expand upon anything that we haven't maybe had a chance to talk about yet. So is there anything that you wanted to say about your story with HIV that we haven't covered yet?
No, not that I can think of right now.
Sure. Well, then we can just stop for now. And if anything comes to mind, you're welcome to share with me at a later date or later. So thank you again for being here and sharing your story with
me. Awesome.